This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us, and we have an amazing show for you tonight. I am thrilled to have and welcoming Kim Strassel to the program. She has got the biggest story in the country right now, and a very different kind of Mother's Day celebration tonight. So I'm hoping you're here for the entire time. Kevin McCullough, welcoming you into our New York studio, and it's a little bit rainy and kind of, I don't know, chilly outside, but we're having a good time indoors, and I'm thankful for those of you that have already stepped up in a big way and said over the last few weeks that you're gonna make sure that before May 31st rolls around, we're gonna try to liberate as many of our dearly loved sisters and their children taken captive in northern Sudan as possible. And I got to give you an update because we have an exciting development tonight that is going to, I hope, put us a little bit over the halfway point. We only have till the end of this month to rescue the 82 people that have had negotiations already prepared, and they're ready to bring them home. They're ready to put them on the road to liberation, but they need the supplies that we supply with what we give to Christian Solidarity International in order to make that happen. If you're just new to the show and you don't know what I'm talking about, in South Sudan, many people were taken captive during the Sudanese War. And when the world's superpowers came together and decided peace, and they gave South Sudan to the Christians and they gave the Northern Sudan to the Islamists, the Islamists did not release the slaves that they had taken during the war. So there were hundreds of thousands of slaves that had been taken wrongfully. But the world governments didn't address that. And so privately and with the kind of an operation of an underground railroad where they have some Arab retrievers who are not Islamist. They are Arabs, but they are sympathetic to and very much want to have a good relationship with the Christians in South Sudan. They run and penetrate the northern jihadist camps and towns and areas, and they go on the lookout for people that they can help. And when they find someone who was enslaved from the war, they make an approach to the slave, usually, first. And then they find out who the slave master is. They then make an approach to the slave master. And they say, and most of these guys are cattle ranchers, and they say, hey, if you need this Novidium vaccine that's really valuable to the rancher, we will make sure that you can get it and have it if you will release one of your slaves for a dose of the vaccine. And sometimes they'll have doses for all of the cattle in their crop, and they'll release as many slaves as they trade the vaccine for. So that's basically how it works. And then what the retriever does is he takes the slave. They usually have to walk all the way to South Sudan, where they are then met at the Christian Solidarity International recovery camp. And at that place, some magical stuff happens. They start feeding them properly because most of them have not been fed in a healthy way in any way for most of their time in enslavement. They get them proper clothing. They get them medical care. They help give them some counsel and some other things. And then they pack them up with what's called a bag of hope. And this is the cool part, because there's this goat that they get. They get a bag of sorghum grain that they can cook and eat immediately for the next year. There's enough in there to keep them alive for an entire year. They get seed for an ensuing season of sorghum grain growing. So they give them grain to live with. They give them seed to plant and prepare for the next year. And then they give them all kinds of emergency supplies, blankets, tarps, cooking supplies, all the things they need to garden with and so forth. And then they help them transport all that, because while it's called a bag of hope, it doesn't quite fit in a bag. And then they transport that with them to their original place of home, wherever it was in the South. Well, we have an opportunity. There have been 82 people's freedoms negotiated, and the bag of hope and the vaccine altogether cost $250. So you and I, giving $250 per slave, liberate a slave. And since we started a couple of weeks ago, 27 slaves are on track to be released at this next liberation point, which comes at the end of this month. We need to make sure that they're ready to go by the 31st of May, which means that we have, 56 to go. Now, here's the exciting part about tonight's broadcast. We're going to talk to Kim Strassel about a really big headline that we've got to talk about. It's the top story of the week, and she is the number one reporter on the story. But for the rest of the show tonight, I want to engage you in some stories about what these women go through, because I've gotten to know some of the new people, and this is the fun part. That those of you that listen to this show helped liberate at Christmas. I have their stories. These are the women that we helped set free last December. I'm going to introduce you to four of them over the course of the next couple of hours. You're going to hear their story. You're going to hear what they went through. And then you get to take knowledge that because you were with us when we helped free 99 in December, that you helped cause that to happen. And I'm hoping, and I'm praying, and I'm like begging and pleading with anyone that I can get any attention to, I'm hoping and praying that we can then get the other 56 released. Because that's how many we have to go until we meet the liberation deadline for this month. And some say, Kev, why are you so passionate about this? I'm passionate about it because every one of these women that I'm going to show you in the next couple of hours, most of them are in their 20s. I'm going to be the father of a 20-year-old daughter in 17 years. Like, this just racks my soul that this takes place. And when you get to know some of what they've been through and how they've experienced it and how they've come out on the other side and that we did it as a community together, those of you listening right now got together and we did it all together in December. I want to do it again this month. I want to make sure that we don't let these opportunities escape us. So here's that phone number, 888-342-1010. Now, that's one part of the interesting element of tonight's show. That you're going to get to meet some of the people that we helped free in December. The other part of tonight's show that's very, very cool is that there are a handful of listeners to this broadcast that live in Columbus and in New York City that have pulled together enough opportunity to match anything we do tonight. So if we get 20 women freed tonight, if we set 20 women free, they're going to set 20 women free where they are. And I want you to help us. The phone number's on the screen if you're watching on Biz TV, 888-342-1010. I know I don't have the Facebook stream up yet. We're going to get that in the next break. Something happened, I'll get it done. But 888-342-1010. Now, if you're just hearing me for the first time, I'll give you some of the details. We'll get into some of why CSI is able to do this and other groups haven't been able to, who CSI is. I'll introduce you to all that concept. But tonight, and by the way, some of these women that we set free in December are moms. Happy Mother's Day. Tonight, we can set some moms free. Friends, they can go home to their family if we do what we have the ability to do tonight. That will make this Mother's Day, for me, exceedingly meaningful. If we're able to do that. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010 is the number. But if we set 20 free tonight, 20 more are going to be set free. Because of a select group of listeners that have gotten together and said, come on, KMC Radio. Come on, Radio Night Live people. We're challenging you. So here we go. We're going to be challenged. And let's do it. Let's rise to the occasion. Last December, we had a goal that we only knew that we could possibly set 48 free, and then we ended up being able to set 99 free. They were able because we did so well to negotiate more freedom, and on February 2nd and 3rd, the people that went free were the ones that we had worked for in December. Christian Solidarity International is just the coolest. They are just the coolest people. They run a very lean, mean shop in California. I think they have like two people in the office. And everything else is out in the field, and they are working their little tails to the bone every single day to get these folks freed. And I'm passionate about it. And I'm not going to apologize for that. I want to see every one of these people set free. So it's $250. And by the way, you don't have to pay it all at once. If you need to do like 125 two times to get it done, you can do that. If you need to do $50 a month for 5 months, you can do it that way as well. If you can do a one-time gift of $250, that'll immediately put someone on the list to get freed. If you can do a multiple of $250, if you could do 10, for example, if you run a small business and you give a gift to free 10 slaves tonight, I will give you 40 commercials on this radio broadcast for free. I will give you advertising time on my show, complimentary. If you have a company and you want to give $2,500 tonight to set people free, to set slaves free in northern Sudan, I will donate 40 commercials to your business's well-being. You run a company anywhere in America. You come in with a $2,500 gift, make the gift, then send me an email at kmcradio@gmail.com, and I'll be in touch, and we will give you an entire advertising campaign at no cost. That's how much I believe in this. Coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
Glad you're with us live from New York. It is Kevin McCullough, and we are grateful that you're here. And again, tonight, a big night, 888-342-1010. Every slave we set free going to be matched by listeners in New York and Columbus, and we could not be happier than to put that challenge in front of you. 888-342-1010. We have 56 slaves to set free to meet the goal of 82. 888-342-1010. Please go to the phone. Now, I am honored to have my first guest tonight, a major story that we're following for you here on the weekend, because she is the only one in the United States news media junket that is covering this. And it is the story that will surprise some people, because it implies that possibly the FBI was spying on the Trump campaign by putting a spy deep into the operation of the campaign. And it's always a welcome. It's always great to welcome Kim Strassel back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Kim, thanks for being here.
Hi, Kevin. It's great to be here.
Let me ask you, this blockbuster with Devin Nunes kind of unearthing the possibility that the DOJ or someone related to the FBI had a spy in the Donald Trump campaign camp. That's just saying those words seems too incredible to even believe, but it seems increasingly possible that it happened. Connect the dots for us on how.
Yeah, it's possible. We don't know. And we don't know, I should just point out, in part because the Department of Justice and the FBI are continuing to be obstructionist in this and not hand over the documents to House intelligence investigators. But what we know here, what we do know, and this comes from a leak presumably from that camp anyway to the Washington Post early this week, is that the Nunes inquiry is related to a top secret intelligence source, a U.S. citizen who was somehow involved in the Russia collusion probe. And the reason that word matters, source, is that when the FBI or intelligence services refer to sources, they're not talking about their internal agents or anybody. They're talking about people who exist out there as average citizens and who use their credentials or their jobs to spy on people or companies or whatever and report back to the FBI or CIA. They're non-FBI people who are on the FBI payroll. And that would certainly suggest that what is going on here is that the FBI, in addition to electronic surveillance, was actually physically with humans spying on the Trump campaign. It's chilling.
So how did we uncover this, and what what degree are we beginning to learn of what it looked like?
Here's one interesting aspect of this. All we knew up until last week was that Nunes and the Intelligence Committee had sent a letter, a classified letter, and a subpoena to the Department of Justice with a new line of inquiry. And then, however, this story leaks, and it was clearly leaked from someone in law enforcement that were trying to make Nunes look bad, try to make it look as though this was an unreasonable request. And in that story, we then found out that the subject of the request was indeed this top secret intelligence source. We found out that it's someone who is a U.S. citizen that has worked for the FBI and the CIA, and also that the reason that the Department of Justice did not want to cooperate with this is because they're concerned that this might damage our relationship with foreign intelligence services, which suggests that perhaps this person was based overseas or has contacts as well with foreign intelligence services.
Okay, so if that's all true, then to what advantage would it have given them, would it have given the FBI, to put a spy into the camp of President Trump, assuming that they were under legitimate, which we don't know if they were, but let's assume that they had a legitimate reason to think that this would be the way that they needed to conduct themselves. What would they gain from it?
Well, and first of all, we should be clear. We don't know if this, first of all, we don't know anything for certain about this yet, okay?
Right,
but,
right.
And certainly not whether this was someone internal or whether or not it was someone simply interacting with campaign officials. But presumably what they were trying to do was to coax or lure or entrap someone in the Trump campaign in saying something about a contact with Russians and working with Russians in the context of the election.
So if so they had all this surveillance going down, additionally, they put a spy in his camp. They still can't get anybody to say anything. I mean, this is, Mr. Russell, this is really remarkable when you think about the length of time these investigations continue to go on.
Well, and that's very important. It was very revealing, that list of questions that was leaked from Bob Mueller's camp a couple
right.
of weeks ago. I think there was 40-some of them. You know, a bare minimum had anything to do with the Russia collusion narrative. And I think all of us at this point have largely, even a lot of Democrats, because you don't hear them talking about it much anymore, have come to the understanding that there's not really any there. So instead, the special counsel's been moving on to obstruction. But I think what this story suggests is the degree to which the FBI, on the basis of what would appear to be very paltry evidence, went about tagging and surveilling a presidential campaign. And I've now seen some on the left say, well, you know, this is what the FBI does. Well, actually, the Department of Justice and FBI are under quite strict guidelines about how they're meant to conduct themselves during election seasons to make sure they don't do anything that might interfere. And we're just seeing a lot of stuff that strikes a lot of people as beyond the pale.
Right. Well, and you know what? Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy have been pilloried by the media, and they've been made to look like these buffoons that don't know what they're doing. Speaker Ryan came to their support on this and said everything they're doing here is completely within their proper oversight.
Correct. And just a moment to meditate on that. If it were not for Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy and other members of the Intelligence Committee, we still wouldn't know that Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee paid for that infamous dossier. We wouldn't know that the FISA court was not told the whole truth about why, what evidence the FBI had to get a warrantless wiretap against Carter Page. There are so many crucial details here that would never have come about were it not for the dogged determination of the Intelligence Committee to actually properly exercise their oversight. And
right.
yes, Speaker Paul Ryan in this regard yesterday said not only was this wholly appropriate and wholly within the scope of the long-standing probe that the Intelligence Committee has been conducting into the FBI, but also that it should have been turned over a while ago, which was his way of saying that the FBI and the DOJ knew they should have given this to Mr. Nunes starting last year when he was making these inquiries, and instead they hid it.
So the rumor is that Gowdy and Nunes met with FBI and DOJ reps today, and they're going to meet again next week. Is the possibility that some of this stuff is going to be made public now on the horizon, now that the two sides are talking, or where do you see it standing at this point?
Look, I do think it's incumbent upon all of us. It's important. If this was a source who was providing information to the FBI and CIA, there may be legitimate reasons to try to protect that name and not
sure.
have it come out, you know? Who knows? We can't automatically assume that this was some political actor. This is somebody who was probably trying to serve their country in good faith. I think the question is whether or not you can get this information out to the public without blowing that name. And, you know, obviously at the moment that's not the intent of House Republicans. They simply want to know what's happening.
And I think that that's okay. I mean, that's, Kim, the music means we're out of time. Thank you as always. I so appreciate your kindness in coming on board. It's a big night. But, yeah, and by the way, friends, I've written about this at townhall.com tonight. Why did the FBI put a spy in Trump's camp?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders, and they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Calvin McCullough welcoming you into Saturday night, and a big thanks to Kim Strassel. She is, somebody said in the chat room that we've opened up now. We've got Facebook on the air, and I'm trying to stay in the screen. Somebody said, I just love Kim Strassel. Everybody should love Kim Strassel. She is one of the most dogged, determined, you know, she's not going to let you off the hook, reporters left in Washington, and she's doing such a great job. And she and Byron York and only a couple of a handful of other people have even gone in depth on some of this stuff. But to think that the administration had to execute their campaign, and the FBI may have had a spy inside the campaign while it was going on. This is just beyond the pale of anything. By the way, they didn't have a spy in the Hillary campaign. And the only express reason that source would have been in the campaign is to get somebody in the campaign to say, oh, you know, we're dealing with the Russians. And da, 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 da. And they still don't have anything. So you were doing illegal surveillance on Carter Page. You were doing all kinds of stuff on other people. You had all this other surveillance going on. And then you put a spy in their camp. And you still didn't get anything. Heads need to roll. The FBI cannot be spying on law-abiding citizens. It's just not what we are. But that's another debate for another time, because I want to tell you about something that is so cool. So last December, I told you about what the people at Christian Solidarity International were doing. And I said, it may be hard to believe, but there's actually still slavery going on in the modern day universe. And was able to, at that time, tell you that we were part of a process that was kind of stealthily being engaged in. They have these things called Arab retrievers. These are Arabs that live right on the border of North Sudan, South Sudan. They are non-jihadists. They're peaceful Muslims. But they want good relationships with their neighbors to the south, because some of those lands in the south are where they need to take their cattle to graze and other things. So they are sympathetic to the wrongful treatment that the Christians in the South have endured. And as peaceful non-jihadist Muslims, they too have experienced some of the harshness of the Sharia law established government in Khartoum. So the Arab retrievers go up into the north. And as they go up into the north, they frequently hit upon towns and they see people and they see things that don't look right. And they're able to approach people and they say, are you here under your own free will? And if it's a slave, they say no. And they say, would you like to be able to go? Are you from South Sudan? Almost always the answer is yes. Would you like to go home? Where's your master? Take me to your master. Tell me your master's name. They go and they negotiate with the master and they say, this slave is, you treat them worse than dogs. They're worth nothing to you. What if we gave you a vaccine for your cattle to keep your cattle healthy? Would you let me take that person back to their home in South Sudan? And the vast majority of the time, the slave masters will say yes. So we had we knew that there were 48 slave negotiations that had already transpired by the time we started what we were doing in December. And we were very, very pumped about the possibility of getting 48 people all the way home forever. Then when we went past the goal, I said to CSI, do you have more people that you can set free? And they said yes. And they got another almost 50. They did, 51. Got another 51 people on the liberation list, got the negotiations done. And on February 2nd and 3rd, you can't see this because it's the camera is too far away, but on February 2nd and 3rd, the people that I have in my hand were some of those that we liberated. They were their masters were negotiated with. They got the Novitium vaccine. They then had to engage in a very long journey. For some of them, they had to walk for a couple of days in some instances to get to the border of South Sudan. And when they did, they went to the CSI rehabilitation camp. This is a magical place. We have a picture of it for those of you watching on Biz TV, but it's a magical place. The women that are brought there get to basically just become human again. They've been so accustomed to being treated like possessions and animals, and I'm going to read you some stories and let you meet some of these people. But when they get to come here, it's refreshing. They are given food. They're given medical care. They are given counsel on whatever level that they can. And they don't have a staff of clinically trained psychiatrists, but they do everything that they can to help these women realize that their life has changed forever. And then they load them up with the bag of hope, and then they get them and they help them transport all of their stuff back to where their family is originally from. And sometimes that's a few more days' journey on foot. Truly astounding that this weekend we have a chance to make some Mother's Days very, very cool for people that aren't expecting it. And I'll tell you how when we come back. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
For your free book.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very excited, very special Mother's Day tomorrow. I've got the ankle biters all set. I mean, we did it right today. I got, not only did I get up and do Daddy Pancake Day, you know, and all that stuff, then we got him in the car, and it was raining. It was a nasty, rainy, bleh kind of morning. That's the technical term for it, bleh. And I got him in the car, and we went, and we did the, I already had like a short list of things that I knew she'd kind of been like, page marking in her browser. So I picked up her phone, and I snuck through it, and I was like, oh, she likes that and that and that. So, we went to the Anthropology. You know what the Anthropology is? It's not a museum. It's a store that women like, evidently. And we got the Liberty print. See, how proud are you of me that I know this? We got the Liberty Print stuff and at the Anthropology. And then we went to the ice cream shop, which also happens to be the fudge shop in the in the little town where we are. And because you couldn't go into an ice cream shop with three kids without them getting something, as we were buying the chocolates, I said, okay, I'm not buying you ice cream. You hadn't had lunch yet. Like, they were like, can we have, like, big banana split? And no. So I got out the little bonbons, and I said, you can have one bonbon each. So my 8-year-old got the, what did he get? He got the white chocolate with the lemon cream on the inside, and the 3-year-old got the white chocolate with the strawberry cream on the inside, and my 5-year-old promptly asked for the milk chocolate with the raspberry cream, and then proceeded to, like, gag on it all over my car and be like, you know if I like the raspberry. And then, like, the next thing I know, he's got, like, you know, chocolate hands and face, and it's all over the back seat. And I'm like, ah. But we got that cleaned up. And then we did, this is something we started last year that's kind of fun. We went to the flower shop. They each get to pick their own, like, whatever. Whatever's in front of you, you can pick, and then we make an arrangement out of it. We have the florist make the arrangement of the three things that they picked. So we didn't do super well on the colors. We got, like, this faded blue hydrangea and these bright yellow sunflowers, which are okay, but then the 3-year-old got, like, the pale white, pasty white roses with the little pink tips, and they just, nothing, it just doesn't pop, you know? You want to have some pop. But we're set. We are so set for tomorrow, which is really, really cool. But I want you to know that this has the potential tonight to be the best Mother's Day we've ever experienced together. And one of the reasons why is because of the story of a choke. Now, in the last segment, I told you that on February 2nd and 3rd of this year, people that we helped liberate through the Christian Solidarity International Slave Liberation Program got released. But a choke, and we have a picture of her here, was one of those that was able to be freed. And I want you to hear her story while you look at her beautiful face and her eyes and everything that's going on in that mind. I just want you to, if you're watching on TV or on Facebook, just look at that face while you hear what she says. Now, part of the process that they do at the CSI rehabilitation camp is they interview the slave to see if they know their name, where they're from. They try to start helping them piece their story together because some of them are taken very young. But listen to what Achoke told in her interview. By the way, she's only 25. This girl is only 25 years old. She said, and this is in her words translated into English, obviously. She says, I was captured when I was very young, too young to remember the details. I grew up in Arab Master Ali's home with his one wife and 5 kids. They forced me to clean the home, wash the clothes, fetch the water. Even though Ali is married, my master raped me time and time and time again. I have no more children with him. He forced me to convert to Islam. And back on me with the camera here for just a second. When they say in these stories tonight that they were forced to convert to Islam, these women, these amazing, amazing, strong, incredible women. What that means is that they were forced to circumcise themselves. They were forced to cut off their own sexual sensory organ in a polluted river with a rusted, dull, a non-usable tool of some sort. Usually get an infection, sometimes come very near death. So when you hear the words, I was forced to convert to Islam, for these women, that's what that included. So back to Achoke. My master forced me to convert to Islam. The treatment I went through was terrible. I was called bad names every day. Names like GNJ, which is dirty. You're a dirty black. That's what they would say to her. She's Dinka from South Sudan. They would say, Dinkas are animals. You're an animal. She said, mostly I would just cry every day and just hope to find a way to come back to South Sudan. And here's a phrase that I love in these stories. Then one day.
Arab's master's wife beat me up because I didn't wake up early enough to clean the house. So I sat outside and began to weep. And the Arab retriever, his name is Osman Bashir, came and found me. I was crying. He asked me why I was crying. I told him my story. I spoke very good Arabic. He was surprised at how good my Arabic was. He told me if I want to go back to South Sudan, he could help me. He went to my Arab master. He met with him. He gave him something. I don't know what it was. I left with Osman Bashir, and he took me to his camp where I met other women and girls who had been through the same thing. We walked to South Sudan the whole way, but unlike my master, my Arab retriever gave us food on our way to South Sudan. She said, there are many sisters still in Adela, the town where I was enslaved. I'm so happy to be back in South Sudan, but thank you to the Americans who helped us. Friends, you know who those people are? They're us. This was Achoke was one of the people that our team helped free in December. That's a real life set free forever. And friends, we can do it right now. Not only that, we've got this matching challenge. Listeners in Columbus and New York are challenging us. They're going to match everything we do. Here's the phone number, 888-342-1010. There are many more Achokes out there. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We have 56 more slaves to liberate before May 31st. That's when the next liberation deadline has to be met for them to get all the negotiations done and be able to bring them home. Friends, I don't want to leave any more chokes. She's 25. She's 25. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Coming right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Very special night underway this Mother's Day night. We're trying to make a difference in the lives of some moms that don't even have freedom. And I will tell you more about them as we continue into the second hour. But I want to take a minute here to say thank you first. Some folks have already been calling and making a difference. Arlene in White Plains, New York, your $50 a month gift is going to, for in 5 months, that's going to have enough to liberate one human slave. Dustin in Nashville, thank you. $55 a month. I appreciate that. I don't know how long the pledge is for, but thank you for what you're doing there. Luanya in Washington State tonight, $100 one-time gift. Matt in Colorado, $160 a month. Matt, that is incredible. Thank you for your generosity. I don't know how to express that. That's going to set a lot of people free. And Bonita in Kentucky tonight, $250 one-time gift. You're bringing somebody home. So people are already getting into the spirit of the Mother's Day opportunity here. And friends, I don't know what you got to know more than what I just gave you in a Chokes story. But if you have any compassion in your heart, the fact that a woman endures all of that and gets to go home because of a one-time gift of $250, that's just incredible to me. And so I want to see this momentum and this opportunity to move forward. We have 26 liberated. The goal is 82. That means we've got 56 to go. So we need your help tonight. And thankfully, there are a group of listeners, very specific people in Columbus and in New York City, that tonight are matching person for person every person that we can get rescued in the 2 hours that we're on. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. But when I think of a Chokes story, and you know, she was liberated from the group that we did in December. So we took the gifts in December. She was liberated on February 2nd. When I look at her picture and I look into her eyes, and then I read that she's only 25, I think, man, she's lived way more life than 25. Repeatedly raped, mercilessly. But then just because she didn't wake up on time to clean her master's wife's house, she got beat. And that was the very day that the Arab Retriever came to her neighborhood, came to her area, realized that she was probably a slave, and then approached her. And that's how the system works. It's not complicated, but it is sophisticated. And Christian Solidarity International has set free close to 120,000 slaves in the last decade or two. And it's just been an amazing thing to be a part of. My family, the McCullough family, just on this time alone, we're already in for 3 slaves. We're trying to do one more before we can hit that liberation deadline. I'm hoping, friend, that you will join us tonight. Would you step up and join us? You're going to make some girl's life completely different. And how better to honor mom tomorrow than to say, hey, mom, last night, guess what? I heard this guy, Kevin, on the radio. We set a woman free for life from human slavery in your name. You could do it in your mom's name if you want to. Dedicated to her. 888-342-1010. And every gift being matched for another little over an hour. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
or 2575.